Question on the table for those of you just tuning in is about what to do. What do you do if you're a single parent who, you know, you don't have a whole bunch of money to your name, but you want to get your child out of the government school system? We just read a disturbing court case. The Rutherford Institute have brought a case against the school system for doing these drug dog searches where they'll pull the kids out of the class, bring dogs into the class, and then search through a bunch of backpacks and bags, book bags, things like that, and, you know, in order to supposedly save the teenagers from, you know, themselves. And I think it's a total infringement of privacy, the right to privacy, but the courts disagree. The courts say this is completely reasonable. The courts say that, hey, we're the government. We're here to protect you, so anything we do is reasonable. I mean, that's generally the court's perspective and their prerogative, that they'll back up the police state every single time.
It's very rare. About right.
It's very rare that they won't back the police state. So that's what they've done again here, and it seems to me to be yet another, you know, suggestion, real firm suggestion to parents. Hey, look, you don't want your kid to go through this, then get them out of the school. But you had a good objection. What if you're a single parent? What if you can't afford to send your child to a private school? What if you don't even think you can afford to homeschool? Well, some people are saying that you don't realize maybe you can afford homeschooling, because as Ingrid says on our Facebook, you'd ask the question there, Mark. She says, in my area, there's homeschooling co-ops. Now, not sure what the policy is regarding parents who work, since I don't have kids, but it's certainly clear that homeschoolers are really into homeschooling.
They are. And that's the only thing that would drive the rate below market value.
That's what I was going to suggest, is that you were kind of saying, well, this would basically cost as much as a daycare. But then again, these people are really into homeschooling, so they may be interested in just doing it because they love the idea. And that's a very realistic possibility. But let's go to you and your thoughts on the phones, where Tricia is on the line, listening in North Carolina. Hey, Tricia.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm one of those parents who's a single parent, and I have 13-year-old twins. And I have a dilemma because I have a daughter in private school, and I have a son in a government school.
All right.
And if I could get my son to go to the private school, I would do anything to get him to go there. But other than actually dragging him there every day, I just don't know how I can do it. One thing I did want to say is, as a single parent who can't homeschool, we don't have homeschool co-op. To me, it is worth working whatever hours I have to work and making as much money as I can, paying double, because the difference between that private school and that government school is so vast. My son goes to a school where basically it's the subject matter that matters. He has to do his homework, and he has to get it right, hand it in. That's all it is. My daughter goes to a private school where they're not teaching her what to think. They're teaching her how to think, and it's all about critical thinking and being an individual, and the subject matter is the least important thing that they're teaching. It's amazing the difference between the two.
So why does your son want to go to this other school rather than the same one that your daughter does? What's his objection?
He wants to be with his friends.
Yeah,
he wants
okay.
to be with his kids. And,
yep, that's how it goes.
And also his father is very influential in his life also, and mm-hmm. total liberal. And
that could also be a problem if you are a single parent, is what does the other parent think about the schooling situation? If the other parent decides, well, I think it's better for our son or daughter to go to the government school because they'll be socialized better, then what side's the court going to take?
Which means that they know how to cuss and knife fight,
yeah.
Whatever socialize means.
Exactly. And I'm paying for it, and I'd be willing to pay for my son in a heartbeat, but I just can't get him over there.
What are you paying, by the way, if it's okay to ask for your daughter to go to private school?
What does it cost?
Yeah.
Oh, this private school is literally the cheapest one in Western North Carolina where I live. It's $5,000 a year.
That's not bad.
That's pretty darn good.
That's a bargain. And if I had both of them in there, it would only cost me about $7,500.
You get a quantity discount?
You get a quantity discount.
Sweet.
Makes you want to have more kids, doesn't it?
I got my tube side a long time ago.
There you go.
Anyhow, most of the schools do have a quantity discount, and the school is Blue Ribbon, and it's such a difference. And I would recommend any parent, especially starting off when they're young, if they are single, a single parent, you really can't imagine what the difference is in the child that you're raising, and the difference in their entire attitude, the lack of indoctrination, the individuality that they get at the private school. It's just completely different.
Thanks for sharing your experience, Tricia. I think it's really valuable, and I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. More comments on the Facebook profile. Missy says, I've been in this position for the last 7 years. Sometimes money was good, and they went to private school. During the lean years, I homeschooled. Homeschooling only took us 2 to 3 hours a day, max. I hated homeschool groups because it's the religious right in our area. I'm Christian, but we don't share the ideas of what that means. Will says 21 families responding to this unschooling survey by Psychology Today were headed by single mothers, and one of them was headed by a single dad. So it sounds like, you know, it's definitely doable, and there are resources out there and other parents who are willing to help. Zach's on the line listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Zach.
Hey, I went to public school, and I can say it sucked, and everything's segregating the smart kids and the dumb kids. There's Houghton Mifflin, and then whatever the dumb kid reading group was. I was thinking, like, why not just create an online school, online homeschool thing? I mean, you can't do primary school, like, but as soon as I learned to read and count, I was pretty much responsible for my own education. So, I mean, if you wanted to have some sort of inexpensive, low, you know, maintenance way to educate your kid, you just tell them, get back on the computer, quit bothering me.
At what age were you kind of turned loose to your own education?
Four? I don't know. I mean, learned how to read. They always gave me a bad mark because I refused to do cursive writing. And, you know, like, it's just really, it's just like state-sponsored daycare for the most part. Oh, yeah. Here's something you should know. Those mechanical walls that separate the two sides of the gymnasium, they would always tell us you'll get eaten by it, you'll get crushed. One kid actually did. They wrapped their lanyard around the control thing to turn the key and just left it there, and the kid got crushed. So they weren't lying about that.
Wow, that's a hell of a story. Thanks for sharing that, Zach. Anything else on your mind tonight?
They don't have gigantic gymnasium doors at homeschool, so.
There you go. Safe.
You know, the Khan Academy is something that's, you know, come
Khan
up.
Khan Academy?
Khan.
Oh, K-A-H-N?
K-A-H-N. And this is, you know, a series of
YouTube. I suppose Khan Academy might be called another name for prison.
They could.
Yeah.
No, this is Khan!
Gotcha.
Kind of Khan.
Yep.
And this is a, you know, it's funded by Bill Gates now, but before that it was a guy that was teaching his niece or something different school, you know, basically tutoring her over the internet, and a bunch of people started watching the videos because he did a great job with them or whatever. And
is it free, the videos there?
Yeah, as far as I know. I mean, I don't know. I think you can donate to it, but
yeah.
Essentially, you know, it's a really great thing, and you can learn all kinds of stuff. Anybody can learn all kinds of stuff.
Hmm.
I tend to think that kids learn best when they want to learn something new, as opposed to, you know, get back on a computer and learn something. You know, that just isn't going to be very effective. I can see why it'd be like, look, Daddy and Mommy are busy right now, and you have to do something, find something else to do, but I really think that kids need to learn what it is that they want to learn. Jack's gone through different phases here in the last couple of months. He was really into planets for a while, and it was fascinating to see him go through the YouTube videos, and somewhat frightening because some people make, music videos to planets, and, yeah, they'll drop an F-bomb or something in there. And I can tell you as a parent, I don't like it. I don't like it when he hears those words, but all in
but
all...
You don't get that at the Khan Academy, right?
No, you don't get that at the Khan Academy, but he wants to see the music. He wants to hear the music. He wants to hear somebody sing, Mercury and Venus, Earth and Mars, or whatever it is, and you know, now he's on Marine Animals, so I don't know what the songs are.
Zach, any final thoughts?
Yes, I mean, you could make a lot of money if you had half the homeschool kids in the world all logging onto your website.
There you go. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855 450 free. Still plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Plus, citing a lady for driving too slowly, 2 miles per hour, too slowly. Coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. Go click and download. They're yours. Last 7 days worth are right at the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. Those are all completely free. Plus, we've got them on SoundCloud. In fact, ours also on SoundCloud, on our SoundCloud channel, which you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to access. You'll also find episodes of the Edgington Post, which Mark has finally gotten back to producing. now that he is back from his vacation. And you've interviewed Tim Cummins.
That's right.
Tim is the host of
Verbal Surgery at verbalsurgery.com.
You're a big fan.
I like it. I recommend it.
You don't listen to a whole lot of podcasts,
including
Mark.
You. I recommend you listen to it. I think it's a great podcast.
And you get into a little bit more about what it is. Very positive thinking oriented podcast.
Yep. It's he uses hypnosis techniques basically to buoy your mood, and you know I wouldn't recommend just anybody to my listeners to listen to for a hypnosis podcast because it's kind of
that's kind of woo woo.
Yeah, what are they kind of hypnosis doesn't work.
I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical of hypnotists, but I know that Tim Cummins is a real positive guy, and I was listening to your conversation with him today, and I think being a positive person can be infectious, and if you are talking about positivity and giving people good reasons to focus on things that are positive, I think that can help people. But I don't know. Maybe this hypnotism thing does work. I know that the stage hypnotists are basically just putting on a show.
To some extent.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, hypnotism, I don't know. I mean, I've always considered hypnotism to have some kernel of truth to it.
Let's go to the phones and see what you think about whatever's on your mind. You don't have to talk about getting your kid out of government school and how to, you know, homeschool while you're a single parent. That was kind of the question on the table. But you can bring up anything that you want. Let's go to David in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
First of all, love the radio show. Excellent.
Thanks.
Source of information. But I want to talk a little bit about the incident with Bitcoins with regard to the blockchain split. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, it happened a couple days ago.
Talked about it a little bit last night. Sure, go ahead.
So, being an IT pro, I work with a lot of open source software, and I read a little bit about the, you know, technically what had happened. And from what I've gathered thus far, it looks like an old version or an old fork of code coexisted with a new fork of code. And what that means in the end is that there were multiple blockchains. And so the end result was a bunch of Bitcoins got discarded. And the value of that was like 26,000. That's what I've heard anyway.
I don't think the Bitcoins got discarded. And maybe some transactions were reversed, I think is more accurate.
I'm not quite sure. I'm just starting to look into it. But, Bitcoin, it just seems like it's getting a lot more attention now because of the increase in the market value on whatever exchanges.
Yep. It's at a market cap high right now, higher than it's ever been.
Yeah, and a bunch of podcasts are talking about it, like No Agenda Show. I listen to that a lot along with you guys. And, it's getting all this attention. And I was sort of wondering, what do you think the lessons learned are from this event? Because from my perspective, again, I do IT for a living. And what this tells me is that client-side code can affect the market value of Bitcoin. And that makes it, at least in my mind, inherently vulnerable. So I sort of wanted to know what your take was on that.
Well, I couldn't, I can't speak as an IT professional, but I can say that a lot of IT professionals are into Bitcoins. And I can only assume that these experts that are into Bitcoins must know something that I don't. I see mechanics driving around in automobiles, so I figure they know what they're doing. And
right. My thing is this. I mean, everybody makes a mistake, even the professionals, even the really good people.
Yep.
Now, I've looked at the maintainers list, and they seem well-credentialed, very, very learned individuals, but everybody makes mistakes.
Yep.
And some people do stuff intentionally, and it looks very much like this Bitcoin infrastructure, if you will, is susceptible to, the whim of others, be they, malicious or just mistakes, as this appears to be.
I think that it's pretty clear, that there was a programming error, right? I mean, this blockchain split thing that happened a couple days ago was the result of somebody missed something in the code, right? I mean, they made a mistake. Something didn't reconcile correctly with the old code, and there was a split of the blockchain. But they did fix the problem, and it was mere hours, as I understand it, after it was originally noticed.
Right. For God's sakes, I wish Microsoft could fix their problems that quick.
Right. So, I mean, they got on the case, and they repaired it. And I don't think that malicious would be a factor because it's open source, so you know, presumably this code is being
can be exploited, certainly, but I believe
it has to be subject to inspection, right? I mean, the open source code is subject to inspection by multiple parties.
Well, it depends on how open, quote unquote, the open code is. I mean, certain companies approach it differently. This looks to be pretty open. I mean, the code's out on GitHub. You can browse the commits and everything, and I did that briefly, and there were some commits related to this, but I believe it was you, Mark, mentioned Microsoft, and you wish they could fix those problems. So, let's talk about that. Most people run Windows, and I can foresee an incident where, you know, a virus or something gets out there that alters the Bitcoin software. And as we clearly have seen through this last event, that, you know, hey, client-side stuff can affect Bitcoin as a whole. You know,
if you alter the software, that's not going to affect the blockchain as I understand it. But you could have a virus
It will, because that's exactly what happened. They altered the code, and
that code was released from the Bitcoin organization. What you're saying is there would be a virus going into someone's computer and altering their software. The Bitcoin network would detect irregularities because it requires multiple confirmations of the transactions from happening that are happening in order for them to be considered confirmed. But what you could have is a virus that sniffs out wallet.dat files on people's computers and snatches them up, copies them, and sends them to the virus writer. So certainly, you know, the less secure one's wallet on one's computer, the fewer security standards one has in place for oneself, certainly the more vulnerable one would be to attack by a virus or malware that was targeting Bitcoin wallets. I think that's absolutely possible.
Do you think this does anything to undermine the perception that people might have in their mind about the viability of Bitcoin? I mean, because
not if you look at the price.
Well, yeah, it has bounced back.
Nominal price is up.
People love Superman, okay? They want the program that's going to come to Earth and it's going to shoot lasers from its eyes and have ice cold breath and be able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. But the reality of things is that every bit of code is going to have to evolve as time goes by. They're going to have to see whether or not it works, and we're going to have to see whether or not Bitcoin is resilient enough.
It's a couple days later now, and it's at $47, according to my little app on my phone. So it's right about where it's been for the last week or so. So really, the price hasn't been affected in any significant manner. There was a dip in the price the night this went down, but it recovered very fast.
But I love talking about it.
Yeah, thanks for the call, David. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. We'll keep our eyes on things. Free Talk Live.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. We've got the mobile sites, the webcam, the listen lines, all of it we give away. Now, if you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. You click into the right one for you, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. It's the same great Amazon prices, the same huge selection, free Super Saver shipping. Everything you're used to with Amazon. It's just that you're entering through our affiliate link, and so therefore they cut us a portion of their profits that they would normally keep for themselves. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping taken care of. Now, changing gears a little bit here away from the school topic, but of course if you've got more thoughts on that, you're still welcome to comment. Anything goes anytime you want it at 855-450-FREE, also via Skype at username lrn.fm. News out of Maryland, where a woman has been cited for driving too slowly. A Maryland woman was shocked after she received a traffic ticket on Interstate 95 because it wasn't for speeding. In fact, she was driving 2 miles per hour under the speed limit. The driver, who did not want her name used, told News 4 she was driving in the left lane of I-95 in Laurel last Friday when she was pulled over and cited for failing to move right. According to the citation, she'd been driving 63 miles an hour in the left-hand lane in a 65-mile-per-hour zone. The citation read, failure of driver, driving below speed limit, 63 and a 65, to keep right. He said, I was really shocked. I thought, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. The retired state trooper said Tuesday that the ticket may not hold up in court. Sergeant Rob Maroney told News 4's Darcy Spencer that you can drive in the left lane in Maryland as long as you're doing the speed limit or not impeding by going 10 miles per hour under the speed limit. He said the woman was cited under a code section that deals with driving 10 miles per hour or more under the speed limit. A different part of the law deals with drivers who impede traffic. This charge was not only, he says this charge was not totally incorrect, but it may not have been the best charge for the trooper to use. The woman who got the ticket said she'd never been cited before, but on Friday she said she had to slow down due to heavy winds. She said sometimes when it's dangerous, you have to do what you can to stay safe.
Agreed. You know, I do think that people that are going too slow on the interstate are an impediment.
Sometimes, it's a danger.
It's dangerous. The left-hand lane, I think, is the worst place to go too slow. Now, I can't say how is the traffic working in this circumstance. I mean, if she's going 63 and a 65 because she perceives gale force winds or something like that, and everybody's kind of zipping around her, and she's basically causing, she's a traffic calming measure out in the middle of the interstate, mm-hmm. then she should probably be in the right-hand lane.
I agree.
Unless she's coming up on a left-hand turn or something like that.
Always possible.
Sometimes interstates do that. I think that what this speaks to some extent, is the wink, wink, nudge, nudge that goes with our speed limits. I think that, a lot of... we live in this nether world where everybody knows that the speed limits are often in certain areas, including the interstate, just too low. That people want to go faster than that on, these roads. When you have, somebody going too slow in the left-hand lane, it's an impediment. I think that police understand that. Oftentimes, I've talked to police officers, and they say they'll give, I've overwhelmingly heard this, that they don't give a ticket at 14 miles an hour over the limit and under. That they do it at 15. Now, I did one time have...
I think it depends on the department.
I think it absolutely does. The department and the officer and all that stuff. I was out in Arizona or New Mexico. I'm not sure where it was. I think it was Arizona. And I got... A police officer came up and flashed his high beams at me because I was going 5 miles. I had the cruise control set at 5 miles an hour. I figured, whatever. I'm not scared. And I think maybe he was just a little miffed that I didn't tap my brakes because I saw a cop, or... Maybe he felt that I was, going along at a dangerous speed or whatever, but he came up behind me and flashed his bright lights to, I believe, let me know that I shouldn't be going 5 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Hmm.
So, I slowed it down until I got to, the speed that he was looking for, and then when he was gone, I moved back up.
Sure.
And... I think that it just really depends on different officers. And so this is what I've always said all along. If there's a speed limit, it should be the speed limit. 1 mile an hour over the speed limit ought to be a ticket of some sort. And if you want that consistent, it should be done by little computer robot things on the side of the road. Ones that are run by the government, not by private agencies. If the government owns the road, they shouldn't be looking for private organizations. But the government sets the speed limit too low in order to get the tickets.
How about speed suggestions instead?
I think that if...
No more speeding tickets, just speeding suggestions.
I think that there is an unsafe speed. Somewhere along the line, there is an unsafe speed. I have watched motorcyclists and cars in my life zip down the interstate at speeds that were just unconscionable, 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, sure.
And I do not feel bad. I do not think to myself, shake my head and say, oh, the violence of the state.
Half the time are the cops doing that.
Indeed, absolutely. And when I see somebody pulled up, but rarely do the cops get pulled over. When I see somebody pulled over that I've, it's happened a couple of times in my life, that has been driving what I consider recklessly, and I do think you can drive too quickly and that be reckless, that I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad at all for that person. I'm like, good. I do think that the speed limits are set too low, but I think that it's possible to go too fast and endanger everybody.
So who gets to decide what the appropriate speed limit is? If we actually had privately owned roads, then the private road owners would get to make that decision.
Well, there would probably be computer communication with the roads, and you wouldn't be able to drive your car too fast. So this is another problem that is likely to be solved in the next decade. The next car I buy is going to be one of these driverless cars. Mm. Google's currently got them, and they solve so many problems. No politician's going to try to tell a bunch of computers how fast they should go on the road in order to maintain safety. When you see, the precipitous drop in accidents because there's less driver error, you'll also see driving time greatly diminished because there won't be any traffic jams any longer. These cars will be able to ride bumper to bumper on each other's butts, and they'll be able to merge.
As long as there's no computer virus or blue screen of death.
That, indeed, you'll have to. Those things are things to be concerned with. But I'll tell you, I'm much more concerned about the cars without the computers in them.
Sure.
Than the cars with them.
The tired drivers or the drunk drivers or the drivers on speed or whatever it is. So, yeah, I share those concerns, and I think that if we actually had market roads, and we would have a better idea of what a good speed limit would be. You know, if a private road owner was to set a speed limit, they would want to set a speed limit that was satisfying to their customers. You know, whatever it is the customers are looking for, whatever it is that makes them feel like they can get somewhere fast, but also feel safe, I think that the market would do a much better job of really kind of ferreting that out.
I think that that's hard to argue with, but you know, today we don't live in that world, and you know, I don't know precisely how to handle it, but it seems to me that the speed limits are too high, and that at some point, or it's too low. Speed limits are set too low, and that at some point or another, there has to be some kind of limit.
Well, there wasn't in Montana for a while, though, right? On some of the interstates there?
State roads? For a time. Yeah, during the day.
Everything was okay.
There are a lot fewer people in Montana than there are in, say, Washington, D.C.
Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how is it there in New Hampshireville?
It's beautiful. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I drive a truck, and I drive within the state of Florida and within Georgia, and I listen to a lot of talk radio during the day, and first, I want to welcome you guys back to XM. They took you off there for a few months, and I kind of missed you. So you guys are back on now at 9 p.m., so it's good to hear you guys again.
We were never off of XM. They moved our show to 10 o'clock start time, and then they moved us back into the 9 o'clock time. So we should have just an hour on weeknights on XM. But hold your thoughts,
okay.
Rob. I want to bring you back here in a moment. And we try, by the way, we'll bring Rob back. We try to keep up to date with, you know, those changes. Our affiliates list at affiliates.freetalklive.com is almost entirely accurate, or is as accurate as and if any affiliate list can be. And so if you're ever wondering what time we're on, that's always a good place to check. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to get serious? Are you ready to lose a guaranteed 10% of your current weight and keep it off? Then you're ready for RetroFit. Just listen to these results from RetroFit clients.
I've lost 38 pounds.
I lost 25 pounds.
I've lost just over 40 pounds.
I've lost right around 30 pounds.
RetroFit's data-driven program has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. Using Skype video conferencing, our team of weight loss experts meet privately with you on your schedule, no matter where you are, whenever you want, to help you lose weight and keep it off. Most clients lose between half a pound and a pound a week. Just follow the program, and we guarantee you'll lose 10% of your current body weight over the next 12 months, or we'll give you a second year free. Call now to start your 45-day risk-free trial of RetroFit. Mention radio and save an additional 20%. Call 888-937-2787. That's 888-937-2787. 888-937-2787.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We continue with Free Talk Live. We enter the remaining moments, which means there's still enough time for your call and thoughts. If you make the call to toll-free, 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. By the way, if you connect with us, want to connect with us on Skype, you don't have to ask permission to call. It's just another way for you to connect with the show. There's a guy who asked permission. I'm sorry, I don't have time to chat during the breaks. We're usually doing all manner of things.
All manner of things.
We're, you know, Mark, you're hooting something, and I'm trying to fix a microphone, or something's going on in here. Sometimes I'll get a chance to respond to someone's chat request, but really, if you just want to contact us on Skype, make the call. We'll put you on hold, and we'll get you on the air just like we would if you were calling on our regular phone lines, which are 855-450-FREE.
If you've considered getting some storable food for emergency situations, it's probably a good idea. Go check out food.freetalklive.com. There we have the Legacy Premium brand. We've teamed up with a company that carries the Legacy Premium brand, and they do all, of course, all the fulfillment and that kind of thing. The Legacy Premium brand is the only brand that's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, and preservative-free. They're the only one that's like any of those free, and they do it for less than $1.50 a meal. That's cheaper than you're going to find from any of the other companies, from all the research that that we've done. It's on average half of the cost of the competition. Just go to food.freetalklive.com. They also have an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. This is important if you want your food to last 25 years. You're going to have those kind of things. They're the Legacy Premium brand is the best in price, storability, and taste. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options, free shipping on all orders. It's food.freetalklive.com. There's a comparison chart there that I found to be very educational. Food.freetalklive.com.
Rob is a professional driver. He's calling from Florida, listening on XM's America's Talk. And, Rob, what was on your mind tonight?
Hello again. Yeah, like I said, I drive a truck all day and stuff, and I listen to various different talk shows during the day. And you know, when I do the research on the news, I hear about all this gun grabbing going on, all this nonsense, all this anti-Second Amendment stuff. It's just making me sick. I mean, California, you know, now they're going door to door with gun confiscations. You mean,
really?
You can't have guns. Yeah. Look it up. Yeah, the troops are going door to door now, taking guns from people. And New York, and now Colorado today. Just a few moments ago, I heard they just banned anything over 15 rounds. So everyone that has an AR or an AK, you know, I guess it's not going to be a criminal. I guess you can stay by mind of those. And California's going door to door. You know how California usually leads the way. You know, I'm wondering if that's going to start happening everywhere. And now they're talking about in the White House. California governor wants the White House to make it a nationwide program. And now this is something that was warned about years ago, and now we all sit here and say, including myself, oh, they're not going to take mine, or if they come, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Well, okay, what are we going to do? You know, you got soldiers in Kevlar, you know, and with machine gun turrets outside your door. Well, what are you going to do? And I've always asked the question, you know, when are we going to rise up? I mean, when time, you know, to stand up, you know, what the Second Amendment was for. I think it's passed. I think maybe it's passed maybe 10 years ago, because it seems that everyone is rolling over and just taking everything that this.
Well, that's what Americans do best. You know? That's what Americans do best. They complain while at the same time bending over and doing whatever it is they're told to do. And I agree with you that the time to stand up was many, many years ago. I don't know if it was a decade or if not decades ago. I think it was the time when the first gun registration law came into effect, when the first gun regulation came into effect. The businesses that at that time bent over and did what they were told, and the people who bent over and did what they were told, should have said, no, wait a minute, we have a right to bear arms, and no, we're not going to put up with this. Go ahead, arrest us, we'll take you to court, we're going to refuse to obey. And I think it's going to, whatever happens now as far as disobedience, because I've seen something about a pledge to disobey or something like that, and I support that. I think that's a great idea, but I think it's probably going to be too little too late.
Did you hear the story about the woman who was wrongly accused of being mentally ill, and she wasn't even home? The police came to her house, took her guns, and took her husband's guns.
Where was this?
He has no criminal record. I can't remember.
California?
This morning. No, it wasn't California. I think it was somewhere on your neck of the woods. The woman who, she went to the hospital because she was upset or something, and the doctor prescribed her these antidepressive medication.
When you say our neck of the woods, do you mean Massachusetts? Because that doesn't sound like New Hampshire.
I think it was.
Okay.
I can't be 100% sure.
There's a big difference between that. There's a big difference between the woods down there and the woods up here, let me tell you.
Right. I guess my question, but it's happening everywhere. And I'm just questioning, and I tried to ask AJ this, or Alex Jones, what are we going to do? I mean, like I said, we sit here, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, rah, 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 rah. But when it comes down to it, I mean, either we all get together or what? I mean, what do you think? I mean,
well, I have taken the steps that are necessary to achieve more freedom in my future, and that is I am getting together with others. I have gotten together with others. I have joined, as of a decade ago, the Free State Project. Back in 2002 is when I joined, and I'm now here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I am concerned with more than just gun freedom. I'm concerned with freedom, period.
Exactly.
And,
First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, all that has gone away. I mean, they're searching people's homes without warrants. I mean, even our emails, our phone, this call is being listened to.
It'll never end either. They're never going to stop. The government's never satiated with, that's enough. We've had enough, taken enough of your freedoms away.
Yeah.
We're just going to call it a day now. We're done. No, it never ends. There's always a new regulation. There's always a new, proposal. There's always some new control being placed over your life, a new tax for you to pay. And as long as people go along to get along, they're just going to keep getting what they've always gotten, which is more of the same stuff. So here's my suggestion to you, Rob. Go to freestateproject.org. I know you're a professional driver for a living, and that you probably got some internet access because most of you guys are pretty hooked up.
So go
to freestateproject.org. Take the time to read through that. There's 101 great reasons to move to New Hampshire. The fact is, there's strength in numbers, and the numbers of people who are willing to stand up for their freedoms are too small, and we've got to get those people together in the same place in order to have an effect, and that's what we're seeing is working here in New Hampshire, is that that concentrating the activism is what's actually making at least stopping the state from advancing possible, and then if we get enough people here, we can turn it around, and I hope that is something for you, because I don't know of anything better, and if you come up with something else, I'd love to hear about it.
Right. Well, the thing is, the one thing keeping me from there is cold. Right now, I'm coming through Georgia, and it's 50 out, and I'm freezing. I got a coat on. I'm not to you, that's probably summer.
Hey, you know what? It was 50 out today in New Hampshire.
I'm from Florida.
I'm a Florida native, man. I know what it's like. I'm skin and bones, dude.
I'm off of that idea, but the question is, how long is it going to be before they come for you, too?
I'm not worried about it. I don't worry about that stuff. You can't worry about that stuff, because if you do, you'll worry yourself into paralysis. And if you do nothing, then they are going to come for you at some point, right? If you continue to just wait and cross your fingers and hope that things get better, then you're part of the problem. So you either be part of the solution or you can be part of the problem. But either way, there's a chance they're going to come after you. And I would say if you do nothing, the chance is much higher. Rob, drive safe. Thanks for the call tonight, man.
One last thing. Look, check into that California thing. Look it up.
I got it right here.
Hopefully, okay. All right.
Thanks for the call, Rob. Appreciate it, man. Drive safe out there. California seizes guns as owners lose right to keep arms, Bloomberg reports. I'm going to bookmark this, and maybe we'll dig into it a little bit further tomorrow night because we can't give it the time
that it
deserves here.
There's always these interesting stories when they need to be dug into.
Yeah, so we're going to do that. But, you know, I want to know if there's a better option than the Free State Project. I'd like to think that I'm open to other ideas, even though I've obviously invested time and money into this one, because this one makes the most sense to me. Let's get the people who are willing to stand up into the same geographic location so we can have an effect on things. And there's no doubt we're having an effect. Mark, we were just looking at a sign that was posted in Grafton.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Grafton and how there's a relatively small number of Free State Project participants that have moved there, but it's also a small town, so they've had a fairly big influence. And the election, the town election, just happened yesterday. Apparently, at one of the voting locations, someone came out with a wooden sign attached to the back of a truck. Now, I don't have it pulled up right in front of me here, but it said something to the effect of, Jeremy Olson is a effing Free Stater, and Free Stater was, like, written in dripping red letters,
yeah.
And, you know, it looks really intimidating, and then it said something like, don't fall into their trap, and it had a picture of a bear trap. And
that's exactly what it was like, yeah.
Gonna, you know, step in it, and
it was kind of a beat-up piece of plywood, too. I mean, it's kind of creepy.
It looked like it was on the back of a beat-up truck.
I'm not sure what that would, that particular sign, whether it does more harm or good.
Well, he didn't win the election.
Jeremy Olson?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, you know.
But I didn't either. I mean, usually you don't win elections the first time out. I actually did worse this time out than I did the last time, although I did better than the other two Liberty candidates that were on the ballot. Elections are so confusing because you can't compare results between the two very effectively.
Yeah.
I can talk more about it tomorrow night and, you know, how I actually ended up panning out. Maybe we'll wait till Friday when Daryl Perry's on the show with us because he ran as well in the same election that I did. Anyway, we're out of time for tonight. You can join us online between now and then. And don't forget to check out freestateproject.org if you're looking for solutions. See you tomorrow.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.